Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Is made, and I am very, very grateful that we still have the opportunity to visit with one another and to impart information that the mainstream media in Washington State simply has. They've embargoed the two segments we did last hour. What even my work? It's the work of Daniel Horowitz from The Blaze, which is one of the top websites in the United States, which anybody from the mainstream media could be reading. If they wanted to have alternative points of view on this, and in this case, 100% backed by data, if the media in Washington State was curious, I wonder, is Jay Inslee overcounting the COVID-19 deaths like was going on in Colorado by 23%? I wonder, maybe we should look into that. Maybe we should ask these questions. I wonder, do people know that Dr. Anthony Fauci is someone who said that, you know, masks, they can make you feel better, but they're not going to do anything for you? I wonder if, since this is now being enforced in King County, I wonder, is it newsworthy to the news entities in Washington State that here's what Dr. Lockdown had to say about these?
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And as we've learned from a neurosurgeon who wrote an op-ed about this, it can also cause the virus to grow inside of you, inside your nose, where you might ordinarily expel it. Because we also know one of the things they're hiding is about viral load. Yeah, people who get around the virus more often are under a greater load of it. More of it comes into the body. It is the viral load that is the reason that healthcare workers mask up with N95. It's the reason why many healthcare workers give themselves hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic. These things are not going to be looked at in the media, nor is a savage comparison that we have to make. And I hate having to do it this way, but it absolutely has to be done.
This hour, the Todd Herman Show is brought to you.
What is that? Why does News Boss, this ridiculous junk piece of software, do that? Sorry. Should never rant about the software.
And there's an altercation in the parking lot. It's getting a little rough. Can you send PD over here, please?
Okay. That'll be King County. I have no idea what the response time will be.
It's confirming that we are going to shut the tunnel down ourselves. Apparently, SDOT doesn't want to.
There was a drone to respond to an active commercial bird.
Tell them we don't have any resources available. Sorry.
We'll start with Jay Inslee. We'll work into why we're doing the 911 calls. All right, Jay Inslee yesterday did some real fancy little sleight of hand that someone, probably David Postman, who is his far-left advisor and his showrunner and his fixers, someone gave Jay Inslee the opportunity to shift blame over to Donald Trump for the shutdown in Washington State. Did you spot this? This is Jay Inslee pretending it's Donald Trump's fault that we are shut down in Washington State. Okay, so he stops a reporter. Reporter's asking him a question. He stops a reporter. And then he says that we need to go through something that's made him very, very angry. So reporter's asking a question, and Inslee has to stop the reporter.
Can I stop just one? Because I have to get this off my chest. When I heard Donald Trump say that testing was overrated, I about went through the roof. Our ability to open up the economy of the state of Washington depends on our ability to get testing. It depends on the ability of the federal government to fulfill its responsibility to the American people to get these swabs in million numbers. And to see the President of the United States diminish the importance of this, which is critical not only to the health of people, but the ability to open up our economy, it is more than disappointing. We need the full force and effect of the federal government here. And we deserve it. So I hope it comes. Thank you.
Full on bowl droppings. Nonsense. Gibberish. Gibberish. There are 7.6 million people in Washington state. Shall we test them all? What is the net result of that? You know that that day the person did not have the virus. That day. So, what about the next day? It's nonsense. It's gibberish. It doesn't even match with common sense. Or you could take a common sense approach to this. And it would be, as he talks about here, collecting samples. But from who?
As you know, that has to be done through a FDA-approved process of the kind of swabs one uses and who takes the sample and how they're treated and conveyed to the laboratory. On that, we have not had satisfactory help from the federal government. And still have not, despite months of urging the federal government to be more productive in this regard. And I have to tell you, it's extremely frustrating.
Again, shifting blame. The fact is, President Trump has revolutionized testing. He had to fight against CDC lies. The CDC lied about their testing capability. There are now tests that can tell one in 5 minutes if they test positive for COVID-19, even though they contain a bunch of false positives and false negatives, and all the testing does. Let me present it to you this way. We could try to test 7.6 million people, about 98 to 99% of whom will never become seriously ill from this. About 95 to 98% will be asymptomatic. They'll never, ever know they have COVID-19. We could do that. We could put all sorts of bureaucrats on the street making sure that we get all this testing done. We could do that. Or we could test people in nursing homes and extended care facilities and first responders as the first tier of people to test. Why? Because they are regularly exposed to high viral load, or they are vulnerable to this virus. We could do that. That's completely manageable. Makes all the sense in the world. Then we could invite people to be tested who have vulnerabilities. They are obese, like my father was. They have diabetes, like my grandpa had. They have respiratory challenges, like lots of people have. We could test them on a somewhat regular basis. And it bears fruit. Testing even a million people in Washington state is giving you what? It's giving you the ability to see hot spots. Well, guess what? We're getting the hot spots because we're testing in big workplaces like meatpacking facilities. It is phenomenal to listen to this man now want to shift blame. And then he says this to the dental community. Oh, I have friends who are dentists, and they can't go public with what they want to say.
I want to particularly thank the dental community. They really stepped up early, making a very difficult decision to defer some of their practices so that they could save the PPE for the folks who were going to be on the front line in the hospitals.
You shut them down, Jay. I have had dentists write to me saying, I'm afraid of getting sued if I open back up. I'm afraid Sideshow Bob will show up at my door and take my business from me and my medical license. You shut them down, Jay. At the same time as you kept abortionists open, I want to thank them for their voluntary compliance with my mandatory orders. It's just a thing of phenomena. And this is the governor of Washington state who did get some questions. because there are some real journalists there. Hannah Scott was there to ask some questions of Jay Inslee. There's a couple things that just stand out that we got to get into this comparison on law enforcement and Jay Inslee, because it is a further reason not to question his motives. I don't question his motives. Jay Inslee's motives are 100% political at this point. There is no data. There's nothing scientific about this shutdown any longer. That's gone. The horse didn't just leave the barn. The horse is in Delaware. He talked about the thousandth death.
We just had just such a sad fact that we lost our 1,000 Washingtonians a couple days ago. And as I talked about the other day, this is not a number. These are people. And each one of them is now being mourned by their families. And we should not think of this as a number. We should think of this as human hearts. And I know people do. We are grateful, however, for the commitment of our health and dental partners who protected Washingtonians from a worse outcome.
Just so you know, Jay, when you talk about the thousandth person and you can't wait to get to this number, because it's a grim milestone, you're treating it like a number. Secondly, how many people have died from pneumonia? Oh, it's over 1,000. So, at that point, are we going to talk about that? And again, this is an opportunity for the media to say, hi, Governor Inslee, a lawsuit in Colorado resulted in the state of Colorado having to reduce its COVID-19 death count by 23%. They were commingling people who died from the disease with people who died with it. Is Washington State commingling those numbers? Are we going to have to reduce our death count by 23%? Hi, following up on a question from my colleague, Governor Inslee, what percentage of the deaths are happening of people 80 plus or older who probably sadly would have died had they gotten a cold or pneumonia, viral pneumonia or the flu? What percentage of that, Jay Inslee? What percentage of the people had comorbid conditions? What percentage of the people were below the age of 50, Jay Inslee? But that would be context. And secondly, the reporters aren't allowed to ask follow-up questions. Because Jay Inslee is afraid of follow-up questions. Then he said,
don't be afraid of fears of COVID-19.
Yeah, because people have been afraid of COVID-19, so they have not gone to get medical procedures taken care of. Gee, how did they get to be afraid of COVID-19? Would it be because you, Jay Inslee, have told people they need to shelter in place due to a virus that will not seriously medically affect 99% of us? Could that be why, Jay? Hannah Scott was there, thank goodness, from Cairo Radio.
Okay, Governor, I wanted to ask a couple of questions. One, can you share with us when you expect to know when you'll be making the decision on whether or not we'll advance to phase two as a state by June 1st? And then also, what specific criteria are you going to have to see? Is it how many people were deaths? How many testing supplies we have? Can you go over that for us?
It's not even worth going to Inslee's answers. Not even worth it. He's going to get around to telling us one day, maybe 3-week decline in deaths. Counties with one case and zero deaths, doesn't matter. The motive is political at this point, and it's unclear. So Hannah at least trying to pack two questions together. Now there's this. Remember Jay Inslee had a brilliant plan. He's been acting upon it. Release felons. Just the side-by-side comparison alone is reason to question his motive.
We need people to stay locked inside their little houses and their little apartments. This is the only way that we can fight the spread of this disease, because Donald Trump sent us Q-tips, plus that, he's orange. So look, when you've got an orange Q-tip sender, you just need to stay locked in your home or everybody will die. You're literally, if you're out in your backyard playing with your kids, you're literally killing grandmas and grandpas. But we are going to release prisoners, from prisons, because in prison, you can't lock down, and these, you can't sequester folk, in prison, and plus, the masks don't work in prison. The masks work in King County, where they're taking a leadership position and telling people to wear face coverings. They work out there, but Oh, well, they don't work in prisons. So we got to protect our, well, we're going to let prisoners go, even if they are rapists, and but they're nonviolent rapists. When they assaulted people, it was a nonviolent assault. It was like a, you know, just a really hard hug. But we're going to let folks go from prison to protect them from the COVID-19.
There's a lot of work going on besides the early release protocols, and that's the right thing to do, and we're doing it. The court, besides the court ordering this to be done, it's something we've been working on now for weeks and months to try to reduce the risk to people in these prisons.
No, it's something you've been working on for years, which is releasing people en masse from prison, because it's part of the plan of the left to flood the streets with prisoners. Why? Because you get federal money.
We've got so many prisoners, so much crime, and we just need Donald Trump to give us money. Because if we don't get money, then people are going to be out. You can't have people robbing and raping, and we need money.
It is zero youth incarceration. It's heroin Dan Satterberg bragging about our low incarceration rates. And all of a sudden, the same governor who said,
seeing all these businesses destroyed, this is a fantastic opportunity to pimp some global warming garbage. Oh, let me say that a different way. This is a great chance for us to remake our economy from the ground up by pimping some global warming garbage.
Governor opportunity, governor opportunism. But don't question his motives, for God's sake. Don't do that. It's not the job of a press member to question his motives. So Jay Inslee wanted to release prisoners and has to protect them. How about this, Jay? How about right now, if you let people who are correctional officers, who are in vulnerable age groups, how about if they don't have to go to work right now? How about if they're reassigned? How about if they're put in a position where maybe they can work in a control room that's cleansed and disinfected? Why do I ask, Jay? I ask because a 65-year-old gentleman named Beresford Anthony Morris has passed away this Sunday. It was due to coronavirus complications, and this according to King 5 News. 65 years old, doing his job, correctional facility, worked for the department for 16 years. He was a correctional officer and a non-permanent community corrections officer. Maybe he could have gone back out in the community. Have you thought about those vulnerable groups, Jay? No, because you are too busy releasing prisoners and saying that we need to test the entire state of Washington or something to be able to open up. Meanwhile.
This. We're at the Shell station at 1st Avenue and 146, and there's an altercation in the parking lot. It's getting a little rough. Can you send PD over here, please?
Okay. That'll be King County. I have no idea what the response time will be.
Just confirming that we are going to shut the tunnel down ourselves. Apparently, SDOT doesn't want to.
There was a drone to respond to an active commercial burst.
Tell them we don't have any resources available. Sorry.
3911 calls, two of them saying, we just can't get out there. I don't know if King County Sheriff can make it. They're understaffed. I don't know if they can come and intervene in the assault. That's a call from an ambulance out near Burien. Then one in Seattle and Ballard saying, we have a commercial burglary in process. Sorry, just tell them we have no resources. We can't come and stop people from stealing your stuff. Can't do that. And then if SDOT doesn't want to shut down their own tunnel, they want the police to do it.
Oh, but it's the right thing to do, and we're doing it by releasing these nonviolent rapists and nonviolent child molesters into the community, because that's the right. Just the court said it, and it's just the right thing to do, and we're doing it. And you know, folk have asked me, Governor, are you worried? And no, I have Washington State Patrol with me at all times. In fact, I spent $6 million of your money having a Washington State Patrol fly around with me while I earned 0% in the polls during the presidential election. So Trudy and I, we're well protected. The governor's mansion is well guarded, so we're not worried.
Don't question his motives. very disappointed in my friend, who is a solid, rock solid journalist. And I think just sometimes commentaries go wrong. Sometimes they do. I know that. Sometimes mine fly way off the shelf. But not today, not in this one. Seattle has no ability for cops to respond to property crimes. There is an ongoing shooting gang war. It's not unusual for us to have 7 shootings in 9 days. It only makes the news in a real sense when 3 people are shot at once in downtown. Record property crimes. They've even stopped updating the crime dashboard. They don't want you to know. All that in mind, Carmen Best, she became aware of a case. The so-called chief of police became aware of a case in Seattle, and she wants it looked into right now. She wants the cops all over this. This is from King 5.
Said, well, it sounds like there's no crime. It sounds like this man was using his, he's exercising his First Amendment rights, regardless of what he says or how you feel about it. He's allowed to say that because of the First Amendment. So I was not satisfied with anything at any level of society, right? Bystanders, employees, security, corporate, city servants, all of them, everything at every level of society, this was ignored. It was accepted. And it's not acceptable.
The gentleman was called a racist name, he says. And people who call racist names are committing an act of stupidity and brutality. I mean, it's not physical brutality. It's stupid. And if you do it, you're committing jackassery. And the Seattle police have no business looking into it. It's name calling. But Carmen Best, she wants them all over this. Because it's name calling. I question her motives. When people choose to signal virtue rather than fight crime, and they're cops, and they're the lead cop, I question Carmen Best's motives. Completely. Come back on the Todd Herman Show on AM 770 KTTH. Oh, we've got to get into election collusion watch. There's a lot of collusion to track. Just a few more things coming up. Lots to get to. Collusion Watch here. Just real quickly, want to get to some text messages. 866-704-1047. This doesn't need to be a book or even a paragraph. We like complete sentences. Nancy and Renton. Hey, by the way, thanks to Jason Rant's show yesterday afternoon, I found out I'm a victim of identity theft. Someone filed an unemployment claim in March, just like the deputy mayor of Bellevue that he interviewed. Unfortunately, they got a lot more of my information than that. Ugh. Yeah, and Washington State, by the way, has been ground central for fraud in this way. Gee, I wonder why that is. Is it loose record keeping? Is it loose systems within Washington State? Why would that be? Would it be the gentleman who hacked Capital One and put all that information up online, that the man that the media feverishly insisted, that's a woman, that's a woman? You know, it's not. It's a very tragic case of a human being who's going through something very, very painful. And so someone in the so-called medical profession said, hey, I have an idea. Let's cut you apart. That'll help your mind. Right. Maybe that's why. But yeah, we're ground central for that. Congratulations. Maui Kevin. Have you looked into Sleepy J in our nursing homes? He's in Cuomo's camp on this one. Mindy, thank you. Yeah, well, look, we have. Jay Inslee, we've mentioned this on the show. Jay Inslee has moved COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. But understand, they're completely segregated. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. How would we know? Is this a question the press is going to ask? I'd like to see it asked. In their defense, you heard Hannah packing Dana Scott from Cairo Radio, who's a great reporter, packing 2 questions into 1 because they're not allowed to ask follow-up questions. But GNC doesn't answer questions. Unless the question begins with, hi, Governor, from the stranger, how evil is Donald Trump?
Well, I'm glad you asked that.
From the 425, sole proprietor here. No unemployment for us. Nope, we get the privilege of government business loans, supposedly forgivable. Sure, pull my left leg, play Jingle Bells, no thanks. And no, I'm to believe that wouldn't mess with your credit rating or that the government will now not own your business? Good point. Hysteria 51, 800-465-8770. I call it the... This is great! Okay, we got to pull that, Alex. We got to get this. I got to get this up on my Twitter account that I'm not allowed to give out on the air. And we'll put it up on the Facebook page. It's a picture of Jay Inslee as Willy Wonka. I call it the everlasting job stopper. It's funny because it's tragic. It's funny because it's tragic. 360, bright side of no school, no liberal clown telling my kindergartners about sex. Yep, that is a true statement. That is one of the bright sides of this. Always look for the silver lining that surrounds the cloud. Let us get into...
We are the watchdogs over the lapdog media. We'll keep track of their efforts to collude with the Democrats to steal this election.
You are fake news.
This is Election Collusion Watch.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of collusion to track today. Tomorrow, we got to get into this emoluments clause that a silly court has brought back. Real quickly, the emoluments clause, what they're saying is that the president owning a business means he can't be president. That's basically it, because there are foreign so-called dignitaries who decide to stay at Trump hotels. Smart move, that. That means the president is taking gifts from them. No, it doesn't. The president makes just almost nothing from a hotel stay. There's all sorts of ways to bribe people. Like, for instance, telling Barack Obama he's going to have a Netflix series, even though he's not a producer of anything, when he leaves the office. There's book advances. There's board seats. There's, hey, set up your foundation. Do the Clinton Foundation thing. Barack Obama is going to be a billionaire. He's never produced a thing, never fixed a thing, but he's going to be a billionaire. This is nonsense. It's hyperventilating nonsense. It's political nonsense. And if for some reason the president were ultimately to lose in the Supreme Court, here's what it means. Business owners cannot be president. Unless you sell all your businesses, at which point then it becomes, do they get extra value for selling their businesses? Inquiring minds want to know. That's what it is now. Did we get extra value for this? You understand the dangerousness of this? I said we'd get into this tomorrow, and we will. I want to dig deeper into that. There's collusion to attract this. You knew this was coming. Were you listening to the press conference yesterday? Oh, I love this. I was listening to the radio yesterday. I heard the president say this. I wanted to pull over on the streets right then. I didn't have my laptop because I can't work on my phone because phones are silly. But I wanted to pull over right away and start gathering audio for the show with the members of the press heads exploding with the president
the
said.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, when?
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it.
So the president cooks up a fresh pile of spicy tofu with lots and lots of lettuce, etc., for the press, and he tosses it out at him. Oh, man, I am not a politics and popcorn guy. I find politics to be the last thing that's funny. But this is just hilarious. I mean, it is, he may have well have tapped into the brain stems of every reporter with like hacker skills, gone straight up their brain stem and got into their so-called reasoning centers and started to, you know, enter command codes. He may as well have hacked their psyche. They are so hopped up to hack this election, the media, that immediately they have to have a meltdown that the president's doctor... Do you think the president said, hey, where's the hydroxychloroquine, hon? Where'd we put the hydroxychloroquine? I need to shoot that into my lungs. I've run out of bleach. It's not working anymore. I keep shooting the bleach into my lungs. So, of course, the networks from Newsbusters here have just what you would expect, an election collusion hissy fit.
But it was the president who late today surprised reporters when he said he has been taking hydroxychloroquine for a week and a half.
They warned doctors about the risks of using that drug on coronavirus patients, including serious heart problems, and said it had not been shown to be safe or effective. But tonight, the president appears to be brushing aside those concerns, saying it was his idea to take the drug along with zinc as a way to prevent catching the virus.
Tonight, stunning news from President Trump revealing he takes the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, a controversial medicine that Mr. Trump has touted as a potential treatment for coronavirus, despite limited evidence to back that up and research showing potentially dangerous side effects.
Alex points out that she says in the piece, Mr. Trump, not President Trump. It's controversial because you decided to make it controversial. It is a 40-year-old drug. And in fact, the National Institute of Health and Dr. Lockdown Fauci himself had recommended this for treatments of influenza prophylactically, meaning before the viral load hits. There is, we did a stunning interview with a doctor named Dr. Veet. She's been in practice for 35 years. She's been on Fox News. She's been on CNBC. She's been everywhere. She writes editorials, etc. She has her own private practice. She is not beholden to any industry group. She's not beholden to any insurance company. She doesn't work with insurance. She chooses to be an independent physician. Some of the things she availed us of were World Health Organization numbers. Hydroxychloroquine works brilliantly everywhere but here. Yeah, because Americans it doesn't work on. Why? Because the medical authorities, so-called, in this country have banned the use of it, or not banned it, but they poo-pooed the use of it as a prophylactic. In fact, Dr. Veet shared this with
us. And that's what the government of India did very quickly, which is why they have so few deaths compared to the United States. They started giving hydroxychloroquine 400 milligrams once a week to all their doctors and nurses on the front lines, and they started giving it once a week dose for people in families where someone had the symptoms. And that combination used early has been successful in every country reporting it from around the world. I've reviewed the data by country.
She shared the data with us. We posted the data. Again, the media will not tell this part of the story. She also shared with us that she has a personal friend who is a physician in Kansas. And he got up and left Kansas and went to New York City to try to help them with their outbreak. And I wonder if he knew then that Andrew Cuomo was going to steal tax money from him, charge him tax money for having been in New York to help. You know what he did as an MD? In Kansas, MDs can write their own prescriptions. He prescribed himself hydroxychloroquine. This is all you need to know today about the election collusion. Had Chuck Schumer said, this hydroxychloroquine, it has some promise, it would be touted. Then they'd be going to the president saying, why are you not pushing hydroxychloroquine? Chuck Schumer says, and Nancy Pelosi says, by the way, I have a prediction. I have a prediction. Nancy Pelosi is secretly taking this with her Botox in the morning. Why would that be weird? She's doing everything else, like secretly getting Botox every morning, by the way, every morning at the Ritz-Carlton. You know that she gets made up every morning at the Ritz-Carlton? No, I'm not talking out of school. I know that to be the case. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. If you want to see the great meme that Hysteria 51 sent us on the text line, it's up on my Twitter account. Just Google talk show host Todd Herman Twitter accounts. I'm not supposed to give it out on the air. There is a backstory to that. I don't know. Let's see if I can change that. It seems weird. Well, let's get into something we call just a few more things. It's patented. So don't. we've had radio shows around the country try to take this, but then we send out, you know, cease and desist orders and do our Sideshow Bob thing. It's also, it's patented technologically because there's an algorithm that puts the stories together.
Just a few more things.
And then the algorithm numbers them, because if things aren't numbered, then it's chaotic and we will not add to the chaos in the world.
Thing one.
Speaking of chaos, MSNBC's Zerlina Maxwell. That's a cool name. Zerlina? You think that's her real name? Zerlina. No, it's not a real name. No one names a kid Zerlina, do they? I don't know. It might be a real name. Zerlina, that's cool. That's chaotic. Here's the new take on Barack Obama using the FBI, the FISA court, the State Department, wiretaps, international wiretaps, to spy on Donald Trump. This is the new take. Are you ready for this?
There's no conspiracy if the allegations are true. Michael Flynn admitted that he did what is alleged. Obamagate is essentially a new birtherism. It's essentially a short man for trying to be opposed to Barack Obama on every single front because he is a black president.
Well, no, that's not, in fact, the case. That's not so. But it's not, because it's not okay for white people to use the national security apparatus of the United States of America for one presidential campaign to spy on another. It's not because he's black. In fact, it's because he was president. That's why. It's bizarre. But that's what they're going to do. It's phenomenal. Next up, in just a few more things.
Thing two.
Bill de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, who back in March was saying, oh, yeah, go to the festivals. Comrade de Blasio, who never shut down the subways in New York. Comrade de Blasio, who was spotted out taking a walk with his wife when he's told New Yorkers to stay inside. He was walking through a park 15 miles from his mansion. By the way, Gracie Mansion, where he gets to live, it's in a park. He had this to say.
Remember, don't go in the water. Not supposed to go in the water. It's a dangerous situation to ever go in the water when there's not lifeguards present. So there'll be a constant reminder of that. If anyone tries to get in the water, they'll be taken right out of the water.
So he's not going to let lifeguards go out on the beaches. So therefore, you can't go swimming, all because of a virus that will not seriously medically affect 99% of people. And the virus dies in 90 seconds of direct sunlight. And there's no cases in the contact tracing in California. There's a paper that's pending peer review to this effect. They haven't been able to find a single case of someone catching COVID-19 outside. And vitamin D is healthy. And exercise is healthy. And de Blasio, you also went to a gym. After you had shut down gyms, your excuse? Well, I'm the mayor of New York. Yep, you are. You get what you vote for. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing three.
So we had Zelina, what's her name, or Zabrina Liminia from MSNBC, telling you that if you don't want the president of one party to use the intelligence apparatus of the United States of America to spy on his opponent, that means you hate black people. That's rock solid logic. Now we have Joy Behar from that one show that's called The View, I think.
But you know who retweeted the report calling them great people.
Let's not forget when he called white supremacists and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville great people.
So where's this coming from? They're comparing you, protesters, to white supremacists. And they're once again lying about what the president said. What the president said was the bystanders. There were people who wanted the statues torn down who were great people. There were people who wanted the statues staying up that were great people. He never called the white supremacists great people. Far from it. Next up, and just a few more things.
Thing four.
All right. So the Daily Beast has indicated they want something to happen to Laura, or not the Daily Beast, but a liberals are want something to happen to Laura Ingraham.
But the emerging consensus is this. If you want to stay at home, you can stay at home. But for the rest of us, we'll make our own decisions. Thank you.
Yeah. So what they said is that they want, that she wants grandmas to die. that Laura Ingraham is sitting around thinking, man, if I could find up a way to kill grandmas. Laura Ingraham, who is a young woman right now, but one day will be a grandma, is thinking about how can we get grandmas to die? Last stop and just a few more things.
Thing five.
Jay Inslee had something to say about the coronavirus, something he could have said a long time ago, something that contradicts everything he's done to shut down our entire economy, something he's done, should have said, and could say again, and should say again, but will he? Jay Inslee, what he talked about, COVID-19, told people this.
Don't be afraid of fears of COVID-19.
Don't let it keep you from going to the doctor, he said. Why should it keep you from going to a drive-in movie or a neighbor's house or the park or the beach or state parks at night, etc.? Todd Emmer Show will continue.